So, hello. Oh my gosh, we are here with Trini Boy Juicy. And it's nice saying that, you know, because I know you as just, you know, little boy Riddle,
smaller man.
Now you become an established musician, teacher, mentor. I love it, I love it. So hello, Trini Boy Juicy, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good, man. It's an honor to be here as well to endorse Pan on the Radio, Carnival Radio, you know. Pan in the Yard.
So the main thing, obviously, why we're interviewing you is, as well as a musician and a performer, you are a pan player.
Yeah, I am. That's the foundations of me, you know what I mean? So big up to all the pan players around the world, you know what I mean, who's locked in.
Where are you from? What band do you...
Well, my band in England is the best, not even England, in the world. The best band in the world is Ebony Steel Band, and my choice of when I go home. So international duty and is Ebony Steel Band, but club level and, you know, when I go back home to Trinidad or wherever, is Trinidad All-Stars, you know, for sure.
That's you.
I've been 10 years at All-Stars, man. Yeah.
Even though I do know that, I think your first panorama was with New Tones, right?
Yeah, it was. My first panorama was New Tones, 98 High Mass, Bradley.
You are so blessed.
It was the... Yeah,
you get to play.
You know what's the crazy thing, right?
Bradley's music.
I didn't even intend to do that. I was running around playing pitch and cricket, and he said, "Hey, he has too much energy. Why don't you go and play pan or do something with that?" And my uncle was one of the pan makers for New Tones, which is Twigs, Uncle Twigs. Is where actually Bradley was living, in my uncle hammock. You know what I mean? That's where he stayed when he went away from Desmos. It was right near by my uncle, and he actually inspired me, and that's where, you know, I had the confidence to go. I used to stand up on 2 carib crates and balance the pan on my belly to, you know, let it play, because I was too small for it. So yeah, it was crazy.
So how did you get from New Tones to All Stars?
But what it was actually, I had my band that I supported, the band that my heart was in, was Despers. From small, I always wanted to play, because they were based right above where we live. So when I look up, I see Despers Pan, yeah, that's where we live, the bottom of Lavantil. However, when I look across the road from me, All Stars was there, and to the right was Renegade. So I was actually in the heart of that. But my father, he New Tones Pan was my father's band, where he used to play pan All Stars was my mom's band. My mom used to play pan, she played pan there, and she also was the flag lady there.
I swear to God, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I literally just thought she does hampers for carnival.
My mom, you know,
and
is a pan woman.
Oh,
what happened was, when I went back home after playing for New Tones, the first band I heard, I was like, yo, I love All Stars, you know, and I went there and I listened, and they love, you know what I mean? And I wasn't really following the crowd, you know, because everybody liked the Phase 2s and the Renegades, but I was always like, All Stars is my band, you know, so.
And you know what I love about it? You've kept that
like
out.
Yeah,
You're loyal. Sorry, Debbie,
like
you
loyalty.
Wanted to ask.
No, I was going to ask you, how that experience was. Playing that music with Bradley and knowing that he's someone that you probably knew just around the place.
Yeah.
And probably you didn't know at that time
the
impact of who he really
no,
was.
No, I didn't. I had
How
no
has
idea.
That now, in hindsight, influenced who you are now?
A lot, because I mean, if I didn't play his music or play pan that year, I would have never been seen by Pepe Francis, and then would have never been brought over to the UK. So it's like everything kind of happened as a bomb, you know, that year was quite big. And I am grateful to know, at the time, I didn't know how big Bradley was, but I had respect for him, you know?
A follow-up question.
Yeah.
What I'm going to ask you is, has your experience working with different musicians and playing different music as a panist had an influence on your creativity?
It does. I mean, that's the foundations of me. The melodies, you know, playing pan, you don't only just hear one thing. It's not about the lyrics or the music. Is about
the
combination of both, and the different elements that the background plays, and the front line, and the melodies, and the harmonies, and the chords. And
I do find that with your songs, you always have something. That there's a body in Trini Boy Juicy's music, and it sounds like someone who knows stuff.
Yeah,
it's not just a rhythm that everyone jumped on. he has his own stuff going on.
Yeah.
That's what's nice. Everyone's jumping on rhythm, and you've got 10, 15 tunes on the same rhythm, and then you've got Trini Boy Juicy. And add it to that,
yeah.
Or you just bring his own thing.
Yeah.
And your own thing is really, really good.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I appreciate big up to, like, Sweet Race, you know, Carly.
Oh, God.
No, mama guy thing, like, is Carleen, the Crystals, the Delfina, the Jasons, the Micahs, the Brents, you know what I mean? Like, we have to be honest, you know, these are the people who growing up and looking and being in awe, you know, the Justins, the Butties, you know what I mean? It's so much.
The names, yeah.
It's like Manchester United in the 80s, you know what I mean? It was like Sam's, you know what I mean? It had so much people that, you know, being in the band and being under them, you know, it only push it.
You know what I would really like to know, like, what made you want to become a performer in a singer? Because I know you've always liked to do it. That was always like your passion as a kid. You're like the little Marshall. That's what people you might have been called that.
Yeah, it's crazy,
but there was always something in you, because even when you done that performance in Cannes as a little kid, it was like you were destined. But what made you take that step to, you know, from a pan player into taking it to a next level?
You know what? It was actually, going back home, I remember AC5. So it's 2005 in Trinidad, Marshall concert, actually. Is seeing that the impact of how music can have on people. And from then, I was like, yo, I need to get myself out there. And I mean, playing music as well and coming back to the UK, it makes you really value, you know what, we have culture, so we need to spread that. And that's what inspired me to have a representation of soca in this country, you know what I mean? So, because of Pan, you know what I mean? Pan is the foundations of everything, the lyrical content, the melodies, the flow, everything.
Are you going to stick? Oh, go on.
No, I was going to say, I remember receiving a CD from him in his hand. The first time we went, I think he was doing a CD at Corks.
Yeah, the launch.
This is going so far back. And I thought, you know what, I don't go to them young people thing. But I'm going to go because this young man is trying his best.
Yeah, that was.
And that's why I respect about you is the fact that you didn't ask no favours.
Yeah.
You just have worked it all this time. From day that I said to myself, let me take up myself and go to Corks. And you were doing that. And you really have been self-funding. At that point of your life, you made that decision and you went for it. And you know what? Big up to you. Because there's a lot of artists. Like that young man, what's his name? Shaka. He's someone I remember self-funding his own concert. And when you start to do these things and you know that's your mission and you die hard for it, no one can take away your stripes ever. Because you work for that, man.
You work really
hard.
You do. And I'm watching you. They can't see me.
Yeah.
I'm watching you in the eye like I'm going to cry.
I see it in my own eye.
Because you're a lot younger than me, Radel. And seeing you come from, you know what I mean, from a little boy, talented, and not wasting your talent. But what I do want to ask you is, when am I going to hear something of an soca? Because I know you could do so much. Have you heard him, like, the reggae tune and stuff? Oh, my God.
Nah, I do like freestyles. Like, you know what? Is I think this year, because I have, I'm doing an EP, so it's an EP, it's a collection, like an album coming out, that is going to be distributed and put out there, but it's going to be a blend of, the core is soca, but it's soca mix, so I've got like a soca dancehall with a guy called BAC from TOK, an old school reggae group. I have a collaboration with an Afrobeat artist called Silver Stone, who is quite big, you know what I mean, in the Afrobeat world. I also have a collaboration with the grime artist Screwfizzer, which is grime and soca.
I've heard that, I think.
Yeah, Dirty Mass. And then I have another project, which is a surprise project that's adding to it, that's coming with a reggae artist. So we have a lot of things coming, you know. I think it's important that I do push the soca because it hasn't received its recognition as yet, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, I think
still have us.
So as a teacher, because you are a teacher, you know, got your degree, and he does performing arts.
I didn't know that.
Do you incorporate your life skills within Pan and, you know, this soca stuff in your school? Or do you keep it separate? Is it a separate complete life? Like, you don't even want them to be your Facebook friend?
Nah,
do you keep it?
I do, actually. But for some strange reason, because it's a professional thing, I have to advertise it on my CV. So I have to say, because there's been times where there's gaps,
where you've got to take time off of school.
And I've, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're in Milan.
You know, I've never been to, you know what I mean?
Dubai.
You know? So because of that, I have to be as honest, but I don't make it, you know, oh, I'm an artist, and, you know, for me, when I go in there, my focus is to work on the kids. That's the main thing, you know. I work in specialist schools where there's children with behavior problems, special needs. With I've been doing that for 7 years professionally, so that's my day-to-day job. But the artist, you know what I mean, is something that I don't really, not as yet, you know. If I do have that bond, though, we are doing music, we have to deliver. I might give them little hints, but I wouldn't, you know, until the time is right, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
As I say, you're a motivator, you're so positive. Like, I look at you, and sometimes I look at you in awe because you really have made, you've given your country a good name.
You've been
not in a horrible way, but when you die.
Yeah, yeah.
There should be a placard, like, you have done so well. No, honestly. Why? And as I say, I don't mean to be morbid. So, shows.
Yeah.
You were doing hair, you had your photo shoot. Yeah. Fusty Man Big, you have photo shoot.
Nah.
So your up and coming shows, come on.
Tell
us what your up and coming shows are.
At the moment we are finalizing a lot of dates, but for sure. The next show is the 29th of April. I will be in Rotterdam, Holland. I'm doing a show over there, Soca Versus Dancehall. The 25th of June, I'm in Preston. Confirmed the 16th of August, I am doing, it's actually a Soca festival, a Caribbean festival that they're doing in Brixton, which is like 20,000 people expectation, food, artists from all over the world. I will be on that. It's called Just Caribbean Festival. I'm doing on the 16th, I believe, 16th or 18th of August.
Happy weekend. We're going to that then.
So I have more dates and stuff to confirm, but
hopefully my daughter's birthday.
You know,
what's your daughter's birthday? I need to book you
for October. So you got Debbie's daughter's birthday. Yeah. Like, our daughters want you to perform. Like I said, you're famous, you know.
Right.
So as we said, shows it's like more or less a farewell. There was something I wanted to ask you, but it's just totally gone from my head. But
Pan, I play Pan, I play tenor Pan, that's my Pan.
You're a section leader.
So yeah, big up to all the
Yeah, he's yeah. a section leader, oh, but he's still there.
He's a very, very patient man. He has more patience than me and I'm horrible.
You play Mars?
This year, we play Mass.
Ebony still ran Mass.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to say. So before he goes, I want him to give you his Instagram details. We will have it up on our website. But he is more than just a performer. Like, he does school parties, he does weddings, he's up for hire. So if you need to holler out to Adele, or he is a very good, he writes good music. So even if it's just lyrics you want, you know, if it's a mentor you want for your school, no, literally, you're talented. You know, I mean, there's certain places that need somebody like you. There's kind of just this thing up the road where you could go in. Yeah, you could do positive speaking. So it's just not about that. So it's just about, you know, how, if you want to get in contact with Adele, Trini Boy Juicy, performer, mentor, teacher.
What is it?
Instagram.
You can catch me on Instagram at TRINIBOI Trini Boy Juicy JOOCIE. I will be there on Snapchat, on Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, so you can go and hear the music for free. If you want to support the artists, we are on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon. My music is everywhere. So once you type in Trini Boy Juicy, you're sure to find my latest releases. And thanks, man. Thanks for the support. Thank you for panning the yard.
Hey!
Carnival Radio for having me.
Thank you.
Every Wednesday.
Panning the yard. And guys, please listen out, because Trini Boy Juicy will be coming out with Carly and Sweet Dreams SPN.
Yes.
We'll be doing a big tune for Lost and World Carnival 2018. I'm joking. But Riddell, it was lovely having you.
Thank you.
You are a blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully next time we have you, you'll be playing a little something.
Something, yeah. For
awesome. Sing or sing or perform.
Catch up with you in the summer, hopefully.
Yes.
The panyard is vibing.
Thank you. And that was perfect. We said 15 minutes.
Yeah, perfect.
So, we will end this with a tune from All Stars, just to represent him. Or should we go with New Tones? I
think New Tones.
New Tones. All right, go New Tones. High Mass.
Yes.